Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're counting down the top five daughters with daddy issues in daytime. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It should be fun. We hope you enjoy. Well, Mike, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Are you ready to discuss daughters with daddy issues?
I am, and for once, I have more than five, which shouldn't be too much of a surprise.
Okay. Well, Tina,
so I'm
welcome.
Ready.
Tina?
Yes, dear.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, dear.
I didn't hear you, so...
Also joining us, we have Nikki, who is filling in for Jamie while he's away. Welcome.
Hello.
I guess maybe I'm the only one, but I had more problems with this list than the top five men with mama issues. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out, because top five daughters with daddy issues, maybe it's just that haven't been watching long enough, or maybe it's the fact that there haven't been quite as many younger characters that seem to have daddy issues as some of the older characters may have. But I'll be very interested to see what everybody comes up with. Nikki, why don't you start us off? What do you have at number five?
Well, at number five, I've got our very own teenage pregnancy story, Star Manning. She's always had a pretty good relationship with Todd, but after this whole thing with Cole went down, it's been one nightmare after another between the two. First he accuses Cole of rape, and then she finds out she's pregnant, and she runs off because she's more afraid of telling him than she is of, you know, actually dealing with the situation. And then he actually threw her down a flight of stairs just so he could try to kill her boyfriend. So I think that Star's got some pretty massive daddy issues going on right now.
I would totally agree. I don't know. Maybe it's my brain, but I did not think of her. Great pick. Mike, who do you have?
My number five, I'm going to pick Victoria Newman. If anybody in the Newman family would have issues, it would be Victoria. She's always been quite a fighter. She's been very close to her father. And lately, her father's rejection and weird behavior and knocking up her best friend has put her into a tailspin. And I think a lot of whatever her father does affects her life. So my number five is Victoria.
I would not disagree with you. Tina, who do you have at number five?
My number five is a relative newcomer character-wise to... GH. It's Claudia Zakara, and she hasn't been on screen all that long, but she's got more daddy issues than you can shake a stick at. Definitely everything she does is tied to her entire history with her father, of which we barely know any of it yet. It's going to be interesting to see exactly what her father has done to her.
How long do you think he'll stick around?
Who, the father?
Uh-huh.
It's just a matter of time, and I think she's going to be the one to get rid of him.
Well, it will be interesting to see. My number five also comes from General Hospital. This is the little Carly 2.0, who, by the name of Lulu Spencer. If there's anybody who has been psychologically, I wouldn't say disseminated, but destroyed, wounded, paralyzed, emotionally speaking, it would be Lulu. Her mother's been in a catatonic state, and her father has basically abandoned her since childhood, even when her mother was alive and kicking. That's not the word, but out of her catatonic state. So it just – the behavior that you see her having now and acting like Carly just is a continual reminder that Luke was not there as a father and didn't give her the guidance she needed. Because the last thing that Luke would have ever wanted was for his daughter to turn into her aunt or her cousin. She's at number five for me.
Yeah, but in a sick, twisted way, I think Luke is proud of his daughter's behavior.
Well, it's because she acts kind of like he does. So.
Yeah.
Well, I still maintain she's got daddy issues.
Oh, yeah, it's a sick, sick, twisted relationship there.
Very. So, Nikki, who do you have at number four?
My number four, now, this dad, I wouldn't say her issues around her entire life revolve around him, but he was definitely the start of something bad, and that was Kendall Hart Slater, on All My Children, because she was conceived out of rape. Her dad raped Erica, and that's how she came to be, and then she got sent away to live with adoptive parents because Erica was so young, and then she came back, and if I remember correctly, didn't she allow him to be around Bianca, and he almost attacked Bianca? Do you remember that right?
Sick and twisted. Sick and twisted.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that's a major daddy issue right there when you came out of your daddy raping your mommy type thing.
Sometimes I wonder if – I mean, obviously the fact that you know that you came from rape would be psychologically traumatizing, but her mother did not help her mental state in any way, shape, or form. Mike, who do you have at number four?
My number four is Dinah Marler on Guiding Light. She didn't really know that Ross was her father until later on in life, but she's just been bad from the word go. And she's always been trying to find some kind of common ground with her father. She could never please him. He always tried to look out for her, but she wouldn't take his advice. He was always trying to get her out of trouble, but all she did was get into more trouble. So her, although she loved him in the end, she had a really rocky relationship with Ross for a while. And she was out of control, and so she's my pick for number four.
Tina, who do you have at number four?
My number four is Victoria Lord Buchanan Davidson. I think she has some other names in there, but
a few.
And of course, when you start counting her alters up, she has even more. And all of her alters and most of her issues in life started with Victor Lord and the traumatic thing that it obviously is to be the child of Victor Lord, because his other kids don't fare much better than she does. And he's just a sick, twisted example of fatherhood.
And I missed much of that. I think the only part that I remember of it is the stuff when he came back. Wasn't he back in a wheelchair for a little while?
That was all a rewrite. Ugh, that was horrible back in 03. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I was going to ask Tina. A lot of her history with her father was rewritten after he died, right? I mean, he was supposedly was dead, but he actually turned up to be alive or something like that.
Yeah, because, you know, Vicky killed him back in the day, and then it was rewritten that Dorian did it, but, you know, not. It was very, very bad rewrite of history. Some pieces of history should not be touched, and that was one of them.
I will totally agree with you on that. I'm still upset over the fact that they had an unabortion on All My Children. Coming in at number four for me is The Foresters 3 at Bold and the Beautiful. Stephanie, Pam, and Felicia. Stephanie and Pam's dynamic as sisters and daughters was totally inflicted upon them by their father, which we learned in recent years. And it turned Stephanie into a closed-off bitch, and it turned Pam into a homemaking prude who is really manipulative and isn't afraid to do some really psychotic stuff and suffers from bipolar disorder. Because of her issues, Stephanie has manipulated her children, which has made Felicia overly reliant on her father. And the fact that we now have a 40-year-old woman or 35-year-old woman complaining about what her father's doing and, my life won't be complete without my parents married. I love Leslie Kay, absolutely love Leslie Kay, but this drivel that's coming out of Felicia's mouth at the moment does not make sense on any planet. So, The Foresters 3 at number 4 for me. Nikki, who do you have at number 3?
Okay, at number 3, I'm just going to read through her names. We've got Sammy Brady Roberts Horton DeMira. What is she this week? Her last name changes on a week-to-week basis. She not only has daddy issues, she has pod daddy slash step daddy issues.
Pod daddy.
because, okay, Roman
Robo
gets
Daddy.
Taken when she's, yeah, Roman gets taken when she's little. And then John comes on screen, and they think it's Roman. So then she's raised by this man who's not really her father, but she thinks it's her father. Then she finds out that he's not really her father, and her real father comes back. But then her mom, instead of going back to her real father, stays with John. And it's just been insanity and craziness from there. And if you look at why she does what she does, it kind of stems from that. Stems from that whole daddy mix-up, which if you watch the episode where she's explaining to John their history, she kind of says that. She kind of says everything basically went chaotic when Roman disappeared and John ended up being the one raising her. So that's who I have as my number three.
Awesome pick. Awesome pick. Tina, who do you have at number three?
My number three is someone who has daddy issues simply because she has no clue who her daddy is, and she's tried to find her daddy multiple times. And that's Sky Chandler Quartermain from All My Children and General Hospital. You know, she thought Adam was her father, and she had lots of issues there growing up and basically became a drunk. And then she thought Alan was her father, who adopted her, even though she wasn't his daughter. And then, you know, she basically ends up indirectly being the cause of his death. And she still doesn't know who her father is.
Which, that would be a great story to tell. With any luck, it would end up being Bo Buchanan, and Rex would be her long-lost brother. I don't know.
Wow, you're out there.
I don't know exactly how that would work, but can you imagine John Paul Lavoisier and what's her name? The actress.
Robin Christopher.
There we go. I was going to say Christopher Tyler, but that's not right. Robin Christopher.
No, that's not right.
It isn't. I know for a fact it's not. Robin Christopher as siblings, that could be some awesome stuff. Great pick. Mike, who do you have at number three?
I'll make it really easy. My number three is Nikki's number three. I picked Samantha. As well, from Days of Our Lives. And it would be for all the same reasons. And if that girl does have some severe daddy issues. And yeah, a lot of them stem from her whole thing with Roman and John. And then, you know, lashing out at everybody humanly possible. And she still does it. So she still has yet to kind of settle some issues. So I agree with her 100%.
Well, coming in at number three for me is actually Tina's number four, Vicki Buchanan. I did not catch her back in the heyday, but I've only seen a couple of her split personalities, which were the result of her father. But the stuff that I have seen has been absolutely amazing. And on the part of Erica Slezak, the writing may not have been as great, but the performances were. And then you look at what happened to Todd. And for those of us who are newer to One Life to Live, Tina is... Is Tina a blood sibling to Vicki, or is she related through Todd?
No, they have the same father. Victor Lord is Tina and Todd's father. They have a different mother.
So Todd and Tina are full siblings, and Vicki is a half. So Todd and Vicki are full siblings.
No,
all three of them have separate mothers.
No, Todd and Tina are full brother and sister.
That's what I was asking. So then
okay,
that would
I'm
make
sorry.
Vicki a half.
Well, they always play it the other way on screen. Vicki is the full child, and the other ones are the halves because Vicki came from a legitimate marriage, and the other two came from the affair.
You have to be a genetics expert to understand this stuff.
Either that or else wish and hope and pray that Dr. Madden never shows his face in Landview.
Yeah. Oh, good God, no.
Okay, Nikki, who do you have at number two?
My number two has also been listed already. I have Claudia Zakara, General Hospital. I mean, you kind of can't get worse with your dad than trying to kill each other constantly. And you know there's something else going on there. You know he did something else to her that was traumatic when she was younger besides sending her off. And like Tina, I can't wait to see what happens there because I know that Sarah Brown can bring those scenes home and that actually comes out. So that's my number two.
Okay. Mike, who do you have at number two?
My number two is a daddy issue in the making, and that would be Faith Snyder on As the World Turns. Since they've aged her, she's had nothing but problems with her dad. They have a good relationship, but she can't ever seem to trust that her parents are going to stay together. They keep reassuring her that everything is fine, and they will. But Holden always seems to be the one that has – I mean, they both do it, but since we're talking about daddy issues – Holden had his affair with Julia. He came back home, and now he's having problems with Lily, and it led to eating disorder and all sorts of problems. And so I think that she, if she doesn't resolve her issues, then she's going to have a really rough adulthood with potential problems all stemming. Well, I'll blame it all on Holden because he's such a schmuck lately. So, Faith Snyder is a daddy problem in the making.
And if I had thought about that in the context of, well, I guess we haven't done daughters with mama issues, but if you think about it, another Snyder girl who's going to be in the making of, in terms of a terror, I can only imagine what's going to happen with Sage once they sore-ass her.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if she's just like Mom.
Oh. I know.
Exactly.
Or like Aunt Molly. If she's like Molly or Carly, holy crap, that's going to be a terror on heels. Tina, who do you have at number two?
My number two is Robin Scorpio. Because you know that a lot of these issues she's having with Patrick right now all stem from her father and her mother. I mean, her parents just completely dysfunctional as parents. But, you know, when you finally find out you have a dad and he comes back from the dead, and the first thing he can say to you is, "Hi, sweetheart." And, you know, doesn't really have a good explanation for why he's been gone so long. You know, that just doesn't really help. And it, you know, and now, you know, she has, like, no contact with him. Mentions Mom, sees Mom every once in a while, but, you know, no mention of Dad, really, or what he's doing or seeing him. So you got to know that, you know, all this stuff with Patrick, it's all because of her dad. Like she said, she fell in love with someone just like her father.
Though, to be fair, Patrick isn't quite as much of a schmuck as her father is.
Yeah, but when you've been abandoned, that doesn't matter. And Patrick did show commitment issues early on. And any sign of a guy going to walk out on you when the main man in your life, your father, has walked out on you is going to bring up issues.
Oh, I totally agree. But I'm just saying Patrick hasn't abandoned Robin the way that her parents have. Coming in at number one for me is a classic character. Now, I should caveat this in that I only watched the last few years of this character's run before the show ended, and that would be Iris Corey from Another World. Jay has talked about in previous podcasts about how the daughter fighting for the love of her father opposite of her stepmother was one of the best triangles there ever was written in terms of soaps, and I missed that heyday. But what the part of Another World that I did watch in the last, say, 5 or 6 years of Another World, Iris was on, and I can always remember there being scenes between Rachel and Iris that they had come to some sort of like understanding where they could handle things, but at the same time, Iris, when it came to Corey Publishing, and of course when you had Carl Hutchins in there trying to get his hands on Corey Publishing, Iris was willing to go to bat to do what it takes to make sure that Carl did not ruin her father's legacy. And so it for me, I love Another World. I try to think of options from there whenever I can. And so when I was thinking of this list, Iris Corey came to mind. So she's my number two.
Good choice.
Nikki, drum roll, please. Number one.
My number one. And this one was the first one that popped in my mind when you brought up daddy issues. That is Lucy Montgomery on As the World Turns.
Okay. Great pick, actually.
Craig Montgomery is your father. That's enough, as is. But then he sets up her kidnapping just so she can't leave him to go to school, because then he would lose her. And it just went downhill from there. He killed the guy to keep him quiet, and then she found out
who was her mother's fiancé, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Well, he killed him later, but he killed one of the guys that was actually going to kidnap her, kills him, and Dusty found out about it and told her and found the proof, and then she was completely devastated, but she just kept letting him back into her life no matter what he did. And eventually she ended up leaving her father and the love of her life basically to save her little brother. And they're off running around in the Amazon somewhere or whatever. But it was just daddy issues up and down, all around, inside and out. That whole girl's world is daddy issues. So that's my number one.
And good old Grandma Lucinda will do anything in her power to save her grandchildren, won't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love Lucinda.
I'd forgotten all that stuff that Craig did to his daughter. Yeah, that will screw you up.
Yeah.
Fast. That will give you an express ticket to the insane asylum is what that will do.
Wow.
Mike, who do you have at number one?
Well, I have the like Nikki, this was the first person that came to mind. It would have to be Stephanie Forrester on The Bold and the Beautiful. If cycle of abuse applied to anyone, you're talking about her father's abuse of her, her abuse of anybody that she could not control, her latching on to her eldest child who has mama issues. I would say straight down the line, it would be Stephanie. She's my number one. Everything that she's ever done is a result of what her father did to her and her mother. And there was no other – it was no contest for me. I mean – granted, there are other people on that particular show who have daddy issues, but Stephanie is definitely the top of the heap.
Great pick, considering she's on my list. I can't agree more. Tina, who do you have at number one?
My number one is from GH, and it's Maxie Jones. And if you talk about a girl who's definitely got a lot of daddy issues, and she's got mommy issues too, but more so daddy issues. She was definitely abandoned as a child. You know, her big crisis with her heart, you know, dad came back, stuck around long enough to get mom pregnant, left again. And has, you know, basically been completely non-existent in her entire life, and is behind some of the horrible choices she's made in boys and in men as she grows up. She gets very attached very quickly because she's looking for that fatherly approval, and I think there's a part of her that has always held Mac at arm's length and not let him truly, truly be a father to her. Because, you know, she's still that little girl waiting for dad to walk through the door.
Interesting pick.
Her reaction when she found out Felicia was with Frisco, her first reaction was, well, where's dad?
Yep.
I mean, that was the first thing that, you know, came out of her mouth. Well, where is he? So.
Oh, yeah. You know, if ever they come to terms with, you know, Jack Wagner or make a decision to recast Frisco, there is so much story there to go over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be that would be something that would be well worth watching. Let's hope that someone who is capable of writing such a storyline will be in charge at that time. Coming in at number one for me is someone who has been mentioned already, but Sammy Brady, Days of Our Lives. She loved her father so much, and then to see her mother sleep with another man, everything pretty much went downhill from there.
Nikki on the boardroom table.
Yeah. Nikki pointed it out earlier about the fact that she recently went over so much of what happened. She had problems with Roman. She has problems with John. And it's all daddy issues, whether it be daddy or stepdaddy issues, it's all daddy issues. And I don't know what more else could be said than what you both have said about her, but Sammy Brady, top of my list, most definitely the top of my list when it comes to daddy issues. Any honorable mentions going around the thing real quick? Nikki, did you have any?
Lulu Spencer was on my list, and Victoria Newman was on my list. Those were already said, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and Lizzie on Guiding Light. She
Great
has some
picks.
Issues with Philip going on there.
Tina, did you have any honorable mentions?
I had Jessica from One Life to Live. She went through that wonderful Who's the Daddy. It must be great to be, you know, an adult going through a Who's the Daddy, Who Your Daddy Is storyline. That's just really scary. Laura Spencer. I mean, her dad did her over so good she had to kill him and ended up in a mental institution. So, yeah.
Okay, Mike.
We won't talk about that one.
No.
That's something I pretend didn't happen.
Yeah, me too.
Mike, who did you have?
Oh, I have a few. I've got Lizzie in no particular order. Lizzie from Guiding Light, Chelsea from Days, Emily Stewart from As the World Turns, and of course, our favorite, Brooke Logan from Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, yes. Brooke was on my list as an honorable mention when I was thinking about it. Greenlee, of course, from All My Children, is definitely...
You said you weren't going to mention her.
No, I told her I wasn't going to have her on my list.
Watch him find a way to bring Gloria into this, too.
I was so...
I did think about Gloria, but I don't know anything about her past.
If it wasn't for Gloria's father, Gloria wouldn't have done the things to her sons that she did. No.
You're probably right.
All right, if you're going there, then we might as well mention Helena, too, okay?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's what you call husband issues. That's what you call husband issues.
Yeah,
that's what
we
you
don't
call
know what
being
her...
possessed by the devil issues.
Yeah, but we don't know what her daddy was like.
True.
She probably killed him.
Well,
she was three. Daddy, you stole my tricycle. Bam! See, there you go.
He tried to change a diaper, and the crap knocked him out and killed him.
Oh, God.
Okay, that was horrible.
Well, we have some comments from the last top fives, which is the top five men with mama issues. Jillian wrote, great podcast, guys. You had all the picks I had selected. Lucas, Ridge, Stefan, Rick, and Kevin. Daytime Fan 001 writes, thank you, Jamie and Luke, for bringing up Ridge and B&B. It seems that the show isn't even counted anymore, and it's the best one. Then Simon Stewart, 2003, writes, number five, Lucas Roberts, number four, Jonathan Randall, number three, Stefan Cassadine, number two, As the World Turns, Paul Ryan. Ooh, good one. Didn't think of him. That's actually a good one. And number one, Bold and the Beautiful's Ridge and Thorn Forrester. The honorable mentions were Sonny Corinthos, Rick Lansing, Kevin Fisher, and Michael Baldwin. D. Cisco writes, two honorable mentions, Greg Nelson from All My Children. His mother,
yes.
Enid, was a snobby,
Absolutely.
Snotty witch, and old Greg was, I think it's browbeaten into submission by her time and time again until he finally decided to stop drinking the breast milk and claim Jenny for his own. And then
I totally forgot about her. That's a really good one.
And then all the Snyder men. This is kind of tricky because the Snyder men, brothers, cousins, adoptees, grandkids, genuinely love Emma, and she loves them. But Emma has had about 150 kids with her husband and apparently was quite the down-home hoe for many, many years. Funny how all the Snyder boys have extremely healthy appetites for sex and having large numbers of children, known and unknown, and they have also inherited her propensity for violence. How many times has Emma pulled a shotgun on someone, only for us to see Holden, Brad, Jack, Seth, Caleb, Aaron, and any others do the same, or deck someone? Emma Snyder, the salt of the earth, gun-toting nympho.
Oh, my.
Daisy Clover writes, great show. You guys mentioned all of my picks. I do have a couple of honorable mentions. Paul and Mary Williams on Young and the Restless. Mary was the mother-in-law from hell. She was nosy, controlling, obsessive, and clearly in love with Paul, and she gave Paul's women hell. She also has Rick and Brooke from Bold and the Beautiful. With a mom like Brooke, how could Rick not have issues? This is a woman whose bedroom doorway should have had a turnstile. Brooke's countless lovers and husbands, most of them from the same family, totally messed with Rick's head. At one point or another, his brothers have been his fathers. His fathers have been his grandfather. His sister Felicia has been his aunt. No doubt confused and jealous for his second place position behind his mother's true loves. He even went nuts and shot one of Brooke's husbands when he was just a kid. As a result, Brooke being his mom, Rick, number one, Rick looking for a hot, slutty mommy figure, had a taste for older women, Amber, his babysitter, Ashley, and Taylor. Number two is working his way through the family, Phoebe and her mother, Taylor. And number three is obsessed with Ridge, sleeping with his girlfriend, his daughter, and his ex-wife. I'm thinking Stephanie is next, like mother, like son.
Wow.
And then L. Bugton writes, great podcast. Thanks for mentioning Leo, David, and Vanessa on All My Children, and Lucas and Kate on Days. They are my top picks for men with mama issues. My other picks would be Stefan and Nicholas Cassadine. Do grandmother issues count? I also want to thank Jamie for mentioning As the World Turns Harrison Brothers, but I think he should have thrown in Dennis and Iris Wheeler. Iris worshipped the ground Dennis walked on, and no woman was good enough for her boy, not even Marley. Of course, that goes back to Iris's daddy issues with Mac, but that'll be covered in the next podcast, right?
Yeah.
And then Susie Q writes, you named all my picks. You're right. It's tough to narrow them down to just five. I agree with all of your picks and love the blast from the past like Grant Harrison. And Luke, the Battlestar Galactica fan in me was grinning when every time you used the word fract to describe how these mamas messed with their kids. I say it way too much myself. ABC Junkie writes, great podcast, everyone. I pretty much agree with all your picks. Jay, the comment you made about Greg Madden as the commode flushes was so funny, my coffee just about hit my wall. Those are your comments. Now, you can leave a comment on this episode, The Daughters with Daddy Issues, on daytimeconfidential.com or in the forums at forums.tvfanonline.com. You can also comment on our new comment line, calling 917-677-9757. Leave a comment about this top five. Leave your name and your top five list if you would like. We will add it to the end of the upcoming podcast. By leaving a comment on the line, you give us permission to use it. So just so you know, if you put it out there, it could be published on the World Wide Web and last forever. Just so you know. It's a pleasure as always. You can send your emails to podcast@daytimeconfidential.com. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long, folks.
Bye.